Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Carlton. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Steve Carlton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maris reaches second base with a double. Flood moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Williams chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Hundley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hundley. Flood scores. Maris scores. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shannon for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton moves to second. Kurt Flood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Carlton moves to third. 2 outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlton strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Jigan pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Norm Jigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jigan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Jigan moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jigan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rick James now pitching. Julian Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Savage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Savage moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. John Bacabella pinch hits for Rick James. Joe Horner now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Bacabella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savage scores. Phillips scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert moves to third. Ron Willis now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ted Savage batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Savage is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ricketts reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson pinch runs for Dave Ricketts. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Ron Willis. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tolan strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Maris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Tolan now playing left field. Al Jackson now pitching. Eddie Bresuit now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 7, Cubs, 7. Mike Torres now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.